Hello, welcome to Time Warp Wife Ministries. I'm your host, Arlene Schacht.
And I'm your co-host, Michael Schacht.
And this is 5 Minute Marriage.
Today's Bible verse comes from James chapter 5, verses 10 and 11. Take my brethren the prophets, who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy.
Ah, what a beautiful verse. We don't use that verse very often.
No.
That one sounds like a little more unique than some of the repeated verses I put on here.
Are you saying we should probably get different verses?
I do like this, yeah.
Okay.
And our marriage prayer today is about the patience of Job.
Mm-hmm.
We've really had to exercise patience. I think we talked about that about a week ago, how we're going through this time of uncertainty.
Sure, yeah.
We're still going through it. We still don't know where we're at in our lives. We still don't know what's going on with your health.
No.
And we're learning to practice that patience.
Patience.
But you know what? It is getting easier to practice that, isn't it? I know. I was so stressed out. So I am thankful, so thankful for people who have been praying for us.
Yes.
Because I do feel that strength. And I've had like such a, during this time of waiting, I've had this new excitement about writing a new book, which I started doing as well.
Yep.
And so I'm really thankful to God for this time of uncertainty because it's teaching us to grow, because we're learning to be patient. And one of the greatest things, if you have never read the story of Job or if you haven't read it for a long time, I really encourage you to read the first 2 chapters. Just start with that tonight. Even if you can't read the whole book, just start with the first 2 chapters because that's where you really see the patience of Job and how during these unbelievable afflictions that he had, I think, what was the first one? He lost his servants in either the first chapter or the second chapter.
In order, I'm not
He loses
sure.
all his servants and his oxen and everything. Then the other chapter, he loses all of his children.
Yeah.
And this is so, like, it's unbelievable that someone would go through this. But what's even more unbelievable is his patience in all of this. And the patience is, it's evident through the way that he praises God. Like, we can say that we're patient, but are we really, what is the evidence of our patience? Are we able to say, you know, praise God, I trust you during this trial? And that, I think, is one of the things that we have to learn to do during this time of darkness and uncertainty. Say, yes, Lord, I'm going to rely on you. I trust that regardless of what it happened or what is happening to me, that you are in control.
Right.
And and that's where I hope to be. And I feel that God is drawing us closer to that. So I'm thanking him for this trial that we're going through, thanking him that we have to exercise patience.
Well, and that's the thing, is that everything that we've been experiencing with me not being well, it really has been so much easier just knowing that God is in control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, we can't rush things along. And I know that that's kind of, I don't know, just kind of the natural way is just that let's hurry, let's get this taken care of. But there's procedures, there's been a lot of mix-ups, there's been all kinds of things. But God's in control. And there's no worries, there really isn't any worries. You know, and we just have to wait it out and that's it.
I think that when you are in that place where you can say, God, if this turns out great, you know, the way that I hope it will, that's what I define as great when I say that, you know, the way that I hope it will, if this turns out the way that we hope it will, or if it turns out to be something that we never dreamed we'd have to go through, the most difficult situation, then Lord, we are thankful that you have given us this journey. We're thankful for what you are taking us through.
Sure.
And I really mean that. I am thankful to God for these times of tribulation, for this tough trial that we have. Thank you, God. How are we going to grow from this and what can we learn?
Well, because as believers, no matter what this, well, I shouldn't say no matter what the situation, but like I say, just knowing, just having that peace, You know, just knowing that everything is going to be fine. It's all going to be fine.
Yeah.
You know, so we don't really have a whole lot to worry about. But again, it is kind of messing with our schedules and things. So
it is,
which is too bad.
So we need that patience, but we need the listeners to have that patience too. I suppose. When we pray, they can pray.
There we go.
So yeah, I do pray for all of you too. I know that we aren't the only ones that go through difficult times.
Yeah.
So whatever it is that you're going through, I just pray right now that God will give you that patience, that that
endurance,
peace. And I love the way that the words say peace that passes all understanding, because that's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a peace that this world does not understand, could never understand. But it's so different. When you are serving God, you have this peace because you know that you're in the palm of His hand. And that's the greatest place to be.
Yeah.
It's so secure.
Yeah.
And we thank you for that, Lord. So let's pray together.
All right.
Dear Heavenly Father, your word teaches us to be patient. James chapter 5 calls us to take an example from the prophets who showed great patience in the face of suffering. We see Job, who endured a time of severe tribulation, and even through the most difficult time in his life, Job said, "But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." Lord, we ask that by your grace, you give us the faith and the patience to wait on you, regardless of how long we must wait. We see Elijah, who fervently prayed for rain but didn't see any rain for 3.5 years. Still, he was faithful and patiently waited on you. If we're afflicted and if we're sick, may we be quick to bring it to prayer with the faith and patience of Job, who trusted in your sovereign power and in your time. And help us to remember the ones who have gone astray, Lord. Instead of giving up on them, may we fervently pray that they would return to the faith they once had. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.